how you were affected by the outage.
702. Call Googs on 011-883-0702.
15 minutes after 6 o'clock, time for us to get into our healthy living conversation. Joined on the line by Chantal van der Westhuizen, Director of Pure Motion Fitness. And we're talking about how to use yoga to ease back pain and the best yoga poses for easing back pain. Chantal, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Hi, good morning, Gugu. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are you?
Very, very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
So for many people, when we, you know, there's this idea that yoga is great for mindfulness, for kind of your spiritual wellness, but yoga is also really great for, it's a really great form of exercise. And for many people, I think when we think of exercise, we think of running or rowing or biking. But what are some of the benefits of the practice of yoga?
So the few benefits, number one, it's actually just calms your mind down. So with us in a busy lifestyle, I think it's just one of the things where, you know, we are too hectic in our lifestyle. So the one thing is just to relax your mind, make you focus. The second thing is to cross-train your body and, you know, to lengthen your muscles, to stretch them out. So you do get a lot of flexibility when it comes to yoga, but a lot of strength work as well. So depending on what type of, you know, yoga you do and where, or if it's a heated room or not a heated room, it's got different benefits with that, yeah.
Hmm. You said one of the things, or it is important to cross-train your body. What does cross-training your body mean?
So it's doing something that you don't normally do. So for someone that would say, for instance, cycle 4 hours, so stay on their bike for 3 to 4 hours, they don't really stretch afterwards, or they don't work, say, their upper body. So, you know, if you analyze different sports, you'd say, okay, well, because you're cycling a lot, you know, you need to balance your body out. And cyclists do, in general, if they're a good cyclist, they do want to be light and they want to have strong legs. But then getting to the gym, cross-train, make sure that just for your spine and for longevity that your body ends up being healthy when you're older. You don't want to neglect certain parts of the body just for aging healthy.
Mm. And you also mentioned the importance of stretching. I'll admit I am terrible about this. I walk about 4 or 5 hours every week, and I am terrible about stretching. I literally just start my walk, and then I end my walk and, you know, have my evening shower. But I know I should stretch, and I can feel, on the days that I do stretch, I can feel the difference. But why is it important to stretch? But also, not stretching just after your workout, but we should be stretching before as well.
You know, there is a fine line when it comes to that, but I think is a lack of stretching. So like you say, you know, you walk a lot, but walking also works the front part of the body. And then, you know, we tend to sit a lot, and that also tightens up the front part of the body, which specifically your hip flexors and your quads. So walking and running is very quad dominant. And sitting as well tightens up your hip flexor, the front part of the body. So, you know, a lot of people, when they have back pain, the first thing they do is they withdraw their knee towards their chest to try stretching their lower backs out. But that's the total opposite thing that you should be doing. You should be stretching out your front part of the body, the quad muscle, your abdominals, you know, to lengthen that part. So it's almost the opposite way of doing it. So a lot of people don't know this. So stretching is very important. You know, before, you want to be warm when you stretch. You don't want to be too cold, but you do want to, say, move your body, stretch it out, even to loosen a little bit before you go walking or running. It is a good idea.
Mm. You were saying one of the things, and I do this as well, if I have a bit of back pain, I will, for instance, go into kind of that, what is it called, like that baby position.
Yes.
And because that's, I guess, I don't know where I've learned that, but that's the instinct. But you're saying we should be doing the opposite and lengthening the front of our body. How do you... Yes. Do that? How do you lengthen the front of your body?
So you would Generally, you could grab your back of the foot and then pull it towards your bum, so the heel goes towards your bum and stretch out that front part. Or you could take a mat, lie on the floor, bend your foot, bend your knee so that your foot goes behind your bum, and then try lying down on your mat and then just stretching out the quad that way.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a hurdler would stretch out.
Mm.
But it is the opposite way. And it's quite frustrating for people. And I do see a lot of it because, you know, people are definitely fitting a lot more. So any movement, good movement. But, you know, if you think about what sport is forward, what are you doing? Running is working the front. Like a lot of people look down at the floor when they run. So they're closing their chest. They're working more their front side, their quads and that. Where, you know, you want to find something that's going to now train your hamstrings. So either you get into the gym and you work in the hamstrings, or you get into a Pilates studio or a yoga studio where, you know, they do work all the muscles, like the whole body. Like you want to work your back, your bum, your hamstrings. So your glutes are your biggest stabilizer in the body. And it's probably the weakest muscle and the hardest muscle to work. So you really have to focus on strengthening your glutes to help your back, and then obviously core strength as well.
Mm-hmm. You also mentioned the importance of kind of working our hip flexors. And how do we do that, especially if you have back pain?
Yeah, and there's also, you know, it's the contrast between the two. So you want to strengthen your hip flexors, but you do want to lengthen them as well. And most people have too strong but weak, like they're too dominant but weak hip flexors. So you want to do stuff where, you know, you are using your legs. And then you also want to work the back line of the body where you're stretching out the hip flexors. So you have to balance between the two, and it's always like finding, you know, the posture, especially posture line, that causes like working or training in a posture line or sitting at your desk, you know, thinking about your posture. Like a lot of people have forward necks and stuff, so it does affect it as well. You want to walk around when you're sitting too much, you want to stretch out your legs.
Mm. And in terms of discomfort or pain while exercising, very often many of us believe, for instance, the mantra, no pain, no gain, and we think exercise should hurt. Is that a good thing? Especially, for instance, you're doing yoga or Pilates, or if you're stretching, should you be concerned if there's pain? Will there be pain? How should you, you know, when should you be aware that perhaps you might be doing a little bit too much, you might have injured yourself?
Yeah, there's different types of pains, obviously. You know, if you have any, like, tingling sensation, like a numbness or pins and needles, then it means that there's something with the spine or the nerve being pinched. And then if you have more, like, a pulling or burning sensation, then you might have strained or pulled a muscle. But then if it's just like holding and you don't really feel too much pain, sometimes we have little niggles and, you know, if your back is sore, you stand up too fast and you feel, oh, you have to slowly get up and start to release that. It might be just a stiffness or the cold coming through. So that's just because your body's still waking up, which, you know, you've been in one position for too long and then all of a sudden you stand quickly and then it's the muscle spasm almost.
Mm.
So you want to notice the difference. You'll know whether it's a good pain or a bad pain. But there are a lot of people with lower back, like strains and stuff from sitting too long, and they need, the best thing to do is to move or to exercise. And then, you know, if you have overtrained, you know, you can get quite stiff the next day as well. So, you know, if you do too much, but then you just need to look after your system. You know, I would recommend someone taking, say, a slow mag to help that. It gives you energy and also to replenish your amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're training, then if you're doing like a longer run, you know, or you're training for a longer time, you know, just get all your amino acids in, get the right nutrition into your system. Nutrition definitely has a a play on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just move and start to cross train. You'll be pleasantly surprised. And very often, you know, people want to go into, like they want to do yoga, but they just don't get to the mat because they feel, oh no, it's too slow or too boring for them. But the benefits far outweigh all of that stuff. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
And the difference between yoga and Pilates, I've never done Pilates. I've always kind of been curious, but I've always thought it looks a little bit difficult. And I say this as someone that used to do yoga. But what is the difference between the two, and what are the benefits of Pilates?
So with yoga, you're more working on a mat, where Pilates is specific Pilates apparatus, and it's designed for so many different movements that you can do on it. And it works like into the deeper core of your body. They're both really good. They both have a lot of benefits. Just the different types of training that people prefer, I think. But you'll need to come for a session, Gugu.
But is it difficult? Pilates looks a little bit hard.
You know, the movements are a lot more slow and more controlled, so you really feel it. So we work deep, like really deep into the core.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful. It's not as hard as what people think. Yes, the movements are when you're really focused and you like training hard and you want to work, then we go. But there's for anyone. I mean, all ages. You can be 90 years old and doing Pilates.
And
it really is great.
And also very good for if you have a bit of back pain.
Wonderful. Amazing. Because we work on lengthening and strengthening as well as mobilization. And then we're also working according to your posture line. And then we know, you know, we form that eye to say, okay, if you take your legs too low, then you're going into low back. Or, you know, we can see, have half-extended knees? Or do you have scoliosis? So we find everyone's different with their bodies. So we find, you know, it's more personalized, glossy. So it's more like, you know, the biggest amount of people I take at one time is 4 people in a class, where yoga would be 20
or
13.
How long have you been doing Pilates for?
So teaching for 16 years already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I actually started Pilates because I had back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I need to change something in my life and I've got to change it permanently. And then I started doing Pilates for my back, and it was wonderful. I've never turned back. I used to go to a chiropractor and a physio every week, and I just thought, you know, this is, I can't live like this. I need to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started out Pilates, and yeah, it totally changed my life.
And do you still see the chiro and the physio, but less often, or do you not need to see them as often anymore? Chantel?
Hello?
Yes. I was saying, do you then still see the physio and the chiro, or did you, once you started Pilates, you found that you didn't need it as often or at all?
No, I stopped altogether. So I went less, and I haven't seen a physio or a chiropractor for many years now.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was life-changing. It really was. And I've helped so many people with the same thing. And I actually have a client that's pregnant, and she's having her 7th baby. And she's gone to see chiropractors and physios through all her pregnancies, and she's been with me for a year, and she hasn't been to a single chiropractor for
really?
Her 7th child.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's been really amazing result.
As someone who's like, I see the chiro every few weeks, I can't believe that you can actually, for you, you were seeing a chiro and a physio every week, and now you actually don't need to at all. So I think it may be time to try Pilates.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's such a nice way of training. And, you know, I love training in general, so any type of movement, you know, just find something that you love. Pilates, yeah, it's great, and it's for everybody. I think everyone should be doing it. Especially even if it's just once a week, you know.
And where do people find you and Pure Motion Fitness?
So I'm based at the Rivonia Village Shopping Center. I've got a studio, Pilates studio there, and a bar and yoga studio. And then I'm also based inside the Move Gym at Melrose Arch. So I've opened up a studio there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I am quite present online, and we're going to be doing a lot of outdoor stuff now as well. So we want to just target a bigger group of people and just help people in general. But everyone can just, I've got an app. So if people want to download my app, they can check me out there. It's called Pure Motion Fitness in the App Store. And they can just see all our offerings and the classes and all that we offer there.
Chantal,
nice and easy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Gugu.
Have a wonderful day.
I hope to see you soon. You must let me know when you want a Pilates session. I'll give you a trial session you can test it out.
I'm definitely sold. I think, I wasn't sure before, but now you've convinced me.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful Sunday.
You too.